Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our talk and text line. And certainly today is dominated by Lane Kiffin's hiring in his press conference afterwards, which you heard here on the Big 870 WWL. We have on with us from Go247 covering the LSU Tigers, Glenn West. Glenn, I thought about you when it was finally announced Sunday, or it looked as though everything was done. We probably had you on, I think, the 2 days afterwards. And you were hearing similar to what I was hearing, that, hey, the number one target was going to be Lane Kiffin. And throughout the process, I heard it from the same people that he's the guy. But there always became that, but we're not quite sure if it seals the deal with Lane. Because if you look back at his history, nobody can guarantee you. You can maybe say it. And, man, I can't tell you how many texts, just like I'm sure you, about, man, I got inside information. It's Nick Saban. Now, they deleted all that now. Is I told y'all from the start, it was Lane Kiffin. So it's so funny about even LSU as of Saturday morning, people involved with it. We were doing the show, Herb Tyler and I, and we were kind of texting different people. We're about 90% sure, but there's still that little bit of leeway that it might get away. Your thoughts on the impact of Lane Kiffin? But he really was their number one guy from Jump Street once they got rid of Brian Kelly.
Yeah, he really was, Mike. And I think you can probably thank Coach Saban a little bit for that, too. So maybe there is some inner workings as to, you know, Coach Saban and helping LSU become or get their next head coach, because I do think Lane Kiffin leaned on him a lot throughout this process. But look, he was the number one guy. And I was actually talking about this with a lot of, kind of media folk and just people around the building today at the press conference. But, you know, when's the last time that LSU went out and got their number one target, like their A1 guy? You know, a couple of years ago when it was Brian Kelly, you know, you heard all the Lincoln Riley stuff and how maybe that was their number one guy. With Ed Orgeron, it was Tom Herman. And, you know, everybody thought Tom Herman was coming here as their number one choice. And, you know, Les Miles and Nick Saban, I heard, were not even all these LSU's number one choice when they were kind of coming up through that hiring process. So, you know, for LSU and for Virg Ausberry to go out there and to get their number one target with it being so public. Like, I mean, there's been so much reporting around this over the last couple of weeks that, you know, LSU and certainly Florida and were really, really targeting Lane Kiffin to be their number one coach. And LSU was able to put together an intriguing enough package to get it done. But huge credit to Virg Ausberry and that search committee really coming together a couple weeks ago after finally getting some alignment there at the tippy top of the administration to, you know, get things over the final finish line here with Lane Kiffin, because he absolutely was their number one guy.
Now, do you think, I think this is the difference. You know, look at LSU, Ole Miss. Even look at a team like Texas Tech, definitely a poster child when you look at the transfer portal and name, image, and likeness. But I think when Lane looks at LSU, okay, where is the best place that I can recruit the best players? I'm talking about the five stars. So you can have your cake and eat it too. So you have the top recruiting class, because LSU, you know, look through the years, even though you have the, you know, name, image, and likeness, transfer portal, how college football has changed, to me, like the Ohio States, those teams in the world, they're going to try and do everything. They're going to want those top recruiting classes. Like, we used to have whole shows and whole looking up to, where you ranked in the recruiting.
Especially in February.
Yes.
When they had the bash.
Yeah, when we used
then.
To have that. Yeah. So now I think Lane looks at it. LSU, I can have that. And then look at the name, image, and likeness commitment, what I'm seeing, like $25-30 million. And then the transfer portal. Who wouldn't want to play for Lane Kiffin? And so you look at Tiger Stadium, LSU, everything involved. So that's the trifecta. So that's why LSU, to me, has an unbelievable advantage over Ole Miss. And then you're playing in front of 100,000 versus 60,000 at Ole Miss. The same thing with Coach Summerall leaving Tulane, going to the Swamp in Florida. Come on. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a great point, Bobby, because I think for just listening to Lane Kiffin today, and you heard his reasons on why, you know, he was coming here. He told us today, and look, I don't know how truthful this was in the moment, but he said he didn't know what his contract numbers were, in terms of what he was making on the field. All he wanted to know was how much money, how much resources were going to go into the players that they were going to get, and certainly setting themselves up from that NIL perspective. And when he sat down with his agent, Jimmy Sexton, and they kind of just talked about all the different opportunities that, you know, Ole Miss, Florida, there was a fourth team that he had mentioned in there that he didn't really disclose to us, but he said by far LSU had the best package to go out there and get the kind of players that are going to lead them to winning and winning at a high level. And so, I think that played a major, major factor into all this. You know, he can come here and he can bring in, you know, that number two, number three, number one portal class year in, year out that he's been able to do at Ole Miss. But you can, on top of it, combine it with the top five, top 10 recruiting class that LSU over the years has proven to be able to do religiously, mainly because of that in-state talent that is just always here in Louisiana. You always recruit your base if you're an LSU coach in Louisiana, and it usually nets really, really good recruiting classes. So if you get all that together, it has the makings to be a match made in heaven for LSU and Lane Kiffin.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Glenn, one of the things I've talked about over the last couple of weeks, and especially when we do in our Tiger Tailgate show, is the brand of LSU. Very few schools have that brand like LSU has. And when you think about Joe Burrow or Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, and you think about Angel Reese, Livy Dunn, Paul Skeens, that, and even Shaq, you know, Shaq O'Neal, not only are you on the court or wherever you play field-wise, known for something, it's also the commercial deals. It's the brand that you're selling, and part of that is LSU. Every 16, 17-year-old kid who's really good thinks, you know what, I can do that too. I think that's a huge plus in LSU's favor to get recruits, and also I think played a part in landing Lane Kiffin.
No doubt. And I think you just to add another layer to this, but just the brand of Lane Kiffin coming to the brand of LSU. I mean, there is not a more I guess in this day and age, social media present head coach than Lane Kiffin that's out there right now. And so I think what his potential to do from a branding perspective to not only help his image, but to help LSU's image continue to grow and to continue to produce these kinds of athletes, that all plays into this, right? And so I'm absolutely with you there, Mike. I do think that, there's something that, and this was something he said a bunch today, there's just something different about this place. And he's been on the other sidelines of, whether it was at, Ole Miss or at Tennessee or whatever. He's played in this stadium before a lot as the visitor opponent. And he said he talked to a lot of the coaches here, including Ed Orgeron. That was a very funny little anecdote that he kind of gave through the press conference today. When you're on that home sidelines, you can just feel the crowd with you. And when you're on the visitor sidelines, you can just feel it weighing down on you and your team. And there's just really nothing else like that. And I think the brand of LSU certainly creates that. And I think there's a lot of excitement around this hire because of that.
Well, there's no more amateur athletics. I mean, the top teams in college football, the Ohio State, whatever, Georgia, Alabama, LSU, whatever, you look, it's pro ball. Okay, the reason why I bring this up, yes, you can buy a championship, but you still have to have things go your way, a little luck and the right coach. Look, because the Yankees and Mets, they're trying to win a World Series. But I'm telling you right now, I'm looking at my crystal ball, LSU is going to be the college version of the Dodgers, the L.A. Dodgers. You might hate L.A., but look at the Dodgers. And, yeah, so what if they bought a championship? Why'd they go to Japan and get the best Japanese? I don't care. It's a world sport. Are you winning or are you losing? So I think Lane Kiffin and the money people, they could do it right and be the version, oh, well, y'all bought a championship. Well, so what? That's the way the game. That's the rules today. The bottom line, are you a champion or are you not? Are you winning or are you losing? Bottom line business. That's the way it is.
Yeah, those are the rules right now. And I think LSU really over the last year has set itself up to be in a really great position to capitalize on that. They went out last year and spent a whole bunch of money on this number one transfer portal class. And you saw a lot of those players on the defensive side produce. Now can you get those players on the offensive side to produce at the same level with this system, with this coach, with this offensive staff that they're going to be collecting and bringing in here? It has the chance to be really, really entertaining a brand of football. Lane Kiffin knows exactly what he wants when he goes into the transfer portal to get quarterbacks or to get wide receivers, to get offensive linemen. And he's shown to be able to do that in the SEC over the last 6 years, which I think is why this hire just makes so much sense and why I think that the plan here is to not build this thing out over a couple-year period. They expect to be competitive next year, and I expect LSU to go out and spend heavily on this roster to make sure that happens.
Now, Glenn, what would you tell LSU fans or just college fans in general where, I don't know, Lane might break your heart. All of a sudden, he wins a national championship, then he bolts to the NFL. I'm like, so what? He brought you a national championship.
Yeah.
Didn't he say one of his mentors, Pete Carroll, win a championship at USC? He went to Super Bowl with the Seahawks. You can look at a number of different examples. Look at Harbaugh. I mean, if they're like, Ole Miss people, well, you know what? He's going to build a winner. He can win a championship. But then be a lifer. What are you talking about? I'm a lifer for football. I want to be the best of the best at all levels. So I'm like, I would never hold Lane anything against him. If he brought LSU another national championship, it'd be the fourth in the 21st century. If you do that before 2030, four different coaches, so what if you go to the NFL trying to win a Super Bowl? What's your take on that?
Yeah, look, I think the it could be messy, whatever that ending looks like. It's proven to be messy in his past when he's left other places. But, man, just enjoy the ride because I think the ride is going to be so much fun here, however long he's a part of this program. And I think they are going to be able to compete year in and year out at the very top of this conference because of the kind of resources they're going to be pouring into him and the kind of players and talent and development that he's proven to be able to do as a head coach.
Glenn, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Really appreciate it. And, hey, National Signing Day Wednesday. So, man, it don't stop. Then I'm sure after National Signing Day, we'll get a much better picture of his defensive coaching staff and maybe that gravelly voice guy from on the bayou will be on that staff too.
You never know. You never know.
Yes, indeed.
All right, Glenn.
Thank you, Glenn. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.